Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, sometimes I need to take a break from all of the crazy news out there. And Krutika Mallikarjuna is the senior editor of TV Guide. And she always gives me some good leads on that. Good morning, Krutika.
How are you?
I'm great. What do you got on tap this week?
Not a ton till the weekend,
okay.
But the weekend's stacked with good stuff. On Saturday, BBC America is airing a nature documentary series from David Attenborough, classic King of Nature documentaries.
I mean, and it's for 50 years or something. Lord.
Yeah, undeniable king here. Mm-hmm. It's called Seven Worlds, One Planet, and it starts Saturday on BBC America at 9 p.m., and it's the latest in his sort of series of documentaries he's been doing, but the focus on this one is to really showcase the biodiversity on planet Earth. So each episode focuses on a different continent and, takes a look at what happened in, the timeline of Earth's development that allowed for all these different kinds of life to spring up on Earth. Mm-hmm. And also it's going to be taking a look at human impact on those continents and really taking a look at why we're losing all that biodiversity now. And a cool thing that they're doing is they switched around the viewing order of the episodes. So the first one that's going to be airing on Saturday is Australia, because as you know, Australia's having
the fires.
Those,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. So they wanted to start with that episode first. And at the end of the episode, they're going to be providing like a ton of information on how you can help out if you feel so inclined after, checking out what we're really losing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is an important subject. It's not something to blow off. I hope they're talking about the horrible arsonists and everything, too. But those are beautifully shot. That's an important topic. So that's coming up on Saturday. And then Sunday, what is this? 911 Lone Star?
Yes. So one of Ryan Murphy's many shows on television, he has this whole Ryan Murphy universe of his own, basically. I think that man has like 10 series on the air or something crazy like that. But 911 was a really big hit for him on Fox a couple years ago, and it basically focused on first responders. And it was the sort of big, bombastic, disaster, high-stakes drama kind of stuff, focused on, the tight-knit families and communities that, fight fires, respond to 911 calls, show up first cops on the scene, that sort of thing. So it was so successful that they were basically like, I think this show would work in other places in the United States. So they tapped Rob Lowe and Liv Tyler to lead the cast of the spinoff set in Austin, Texas. And this one has kind of an interesting premise because Rob Lowe plays a New York firefighter who was the only member of his fire station to survive 9/11. And he's moving to Austin, 10 years later after he rebuilt his station from scratch, and they really need him to help come do the same thing in Austin. But, this isn't his city. It's not his people. It's not
an
environment
culture
he's
clash.
Familiar with. It. Yeah, and the culture clash really brings something out new in him. Yeah. So I watched the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. I thought it was super fun. I would highly recommend tuning in for that. And it's a two-night premiere. So if you watch on Sunday at 10 p.m. after the NFC championship game, make sure to tune back in on Monday at 8.
And then Avenue 5, when I hear that this is somebody who comes from somebody who helped create Veep, which was so crass, but I'm embarrassed to say, having worked on Capitol Hill, oh my Lord, it's much too close to reality. I hate to admit that.
Yeah, this one I'm really, really excited about. It's one of the few shows premiering, in the next couple months that's genuinely funny, like something that actually made me laugh out loud while I was watching it.
And it's called Avenue 5? What does that mean? Fifth Avenue?
Or? No, it's actually, so it's a sci-fi comedy set a couple hundred years in the future. So Avenue 5 is the name of the Starship cruise that the cast of characters is on. So, you know, Armando Iannucci, who is the showrunner of Veep and also Avenue 5, he loves taking a look at, like, real incompetence and, like, the highest levels of our society.
Yeah, sure.
Veep was all about government. Avenue 5 is all about corporate greed and corporate power. So it sort of tracks, like, you know, this cruise ship being poorly researched, poorly made by this mega conglomeration doesn't care about...
I got to check this one out. It's I'll give it a shot and see if it's funny. Avenue 5 on HBO. Kritika Malika Juna is the senior editor of TV Guide. I always appreciate it. Thanks, Kritika.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.